Thank you for coming. Please sit down. I'll cut right to the chase. I was going over some of our numbers and I noticed some discrepancies. That's why you're in my office right now. You see, the discrepancies have to do with some of the expenses you've requisitioned over the past few months. Various things such as dinner at restaurants, car travel, gas, that type of thing. Now, normally that wouldn't be a problem. A number of our AEs expense all that stuff for taking out clients and such. In this case, however, I got a little suspicious about some of the expenses when I noticed that they seemed to reoccur on certain days of the week. So I had IT put a hidden camera in your company car. Actually, it is legal. You signed a waiver when you were given the car. I'm guessing you didn't read the fine print. Regardless, would you like to know what that camera helped me discover? That's right. It helped me find out where you've been going and how you've been using some of your company requisitions. I don't know how you've been pulling it off. I'm guessing you've been faking some of your receipts because you've been going to strip clubs and motels on the same days of your requisitions. And I happen to know that you're married. Oh, your wife wouldn't care about strip clubs? Well, she might care about the strippers you've been taking to the motel afterwards. So you see the problem we have now, don't you? You've been committing fraud with your expense reports, and you're also cheating on your wife. Now I have to try and figure out what to do about it. You're right. I could fire you. I could also tell your wife. She deserves to know you're cheating on her. Normally, I'd let you deal with your personal life on your own, but you've also involved the company in this. Please stop. Don't beg me not to tell her. Your personal life is your personal life. What you do in your own time is your own business. I'm not going to hold that against you. But what I am going to hold against you is that you've been defrauding the company while you've been doing it. Yes, I should fire you. But I'm prepared to give you another option. Are you sure? You might not like it. Fine, then, here it is. If you get down on your hands and knees right now, crawl over to this desk, take my shoes off, and suck my toes, maybe. Just maybe I'll let you keep your job, and maybe I won't accidentally email some juicy video to your wife. Oh, I know I said I wasn't going to hold your cheating against you, but I didn't say I wouldn't take advantage of the situation. So you have a choice. What are you going to do? Oh, that was way too easy. You're that desperate to keep it all hidden, huh? Well, then come over here. Come on. Crawl. Crawl over here. Now take my shoe off. Come on. Do it. Good boy. Now my stocking. Do you like my legs? Don't think I haven't seen you glancing at them at the board meetings. There we go. Look at those toes. Nice and long and nimble. Don't you want them in your mouth? Come on. Open your mouth and suck on my big toe. Do it. Good boy. So good. Yes. Are you getting turned on by this? Down there on your knees in your business suit, sucking your boss's toe? Yes, suck on my toe. Use your tongue. Treat it like a little cock. Good boy. I know why you've been fucking strippers. You pick the bossy ones, don't you? Yeah? Nothing wrong with that. You're getting into it now, aren't you? Yes, you are. Move to the other toes now. I want to feel that tongue sliding between them. Worship my foot, you little bitch. Do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're really good at that. Have you done this before? Oh, bad boy. All right, you can stop for the moment because there's one more thing I want. Do you have any idea what? Oh, yes, that's right. I want your mouth between my thighs. Oh, you didn't think I was interested in men? Well, technically I'm bi, but I don't get a lot of chances to be with men. I have certain tastes, you see. But here you are, desperate to keep your job and your marriage. So of course I'm going to take advantage. So why don't you suck on my toes and nibble at my leg, and then you can bury your face in my crotch. Good-looking man like you, so weak and subservient on his knees. I'm already wet. Come on, suck on my toes. Lick them one by one. Can you taste the sweat on my feet? I wonder, are you hard? Tell me, are you hard? I thought so, you little cheater. Now, nibble on my ankle. Do it. Now higher. Higher. Yes. Okay. Now I want you to slide those hands up and pull down my panties. Push my skirt up. Yes, just like that. Good boy. Oh yeah, look at that. Can you smell me? Is this what you want? Is this what you crave? I want you to put your mouth on it. I want you to fuck my pussy with your tongue. If you can make me come on your mouth, I'll let you keep your job. There we go. Lick my pussy. Good boy. Yes. Now, press your mouth against it and make me come, boy. Good boy. Oh, I'm gonna put my hands in your hair. What would your wife say if she saw you doing this to me, eating me out with my hands in your hair? You're pretty good at this. I wish I caught you sooner. Do you feel how fucking wet you've made me? Do you like it? Well, judging by how you're slurping on me, you sure do. Oh yeah, you're gonna make me come. Keep going. Oh, keep going, damn it. Yes. I'm gonna come in your mouth, motherfucker. Yeah, I want you to lick it up. Yeah. Oh, swallow it, bitch. Swallow it. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. I hope you didn't mind me grinding against your mouth. You made me feel so nice. Yes. That was good. All right. I won't mention this little incident again. You can keep your job for now. But don't you dare do it again. If I find any other irregularities in the future, you won't just get off with giving me a blowjob. This tape will go to your wife and you will be out of a job. Oh, and I suggest you work harder. Your numbers have not been where they need to be. Now get the fuck out of my office.